Welcome to Real Talk with Des. So for this episode, I'm just going to kind of go over the reasoning for me starting this podcast, introduce myself, and try to give a non-confusing backstory on my family. It's going to get confusing. Just stay with me. We'll get through it. So my name is Des. I turned 30 in February. I have a soon-to-be 10-year-old daughter. I am an angel mom. I have been with my boyfriend for 7 years. The reasoning for me starting this podcast is I want to talk slash kind of be an advocate for pregnancy loss in the second trimester. For one, when I lost my daughter, I feel like nobody talks about it. You don't hear a lot of people talk about when they lose, you know, their baby in second trimester. And to make it not be shameful, because I know when I lost my daughter, I felt like I did something wrong, like it was my fault because the doctors could not give me answers to why we lost her. So I just want to share my story in ways that I have tried to heal and just be there for others who have lost, you know, children, even if it's in the first, second, or third trimester. I just want to be there for others because I know how lonely it was for me because nobody talks about their loss. You feel like you're the only one in the world, and you're not, I promise. Also, my next big topic, and this one is going to bounce back and forth a lot, just because it gets draining for me to talk about. Emotions come up. I'm still trying to heal those emotions. So as I'm working in my life to heal them, I'm also going to be letting it out as an outlet on my podcast, hoping that it heals even more so I can get past it and be the person in life that I want to be, because I do feel like things in my childhood and the way I was raised has kind of put a damper, I guess you could say, in who I am and in my adulthood. So I hope me sharing my stories can help even just one person out there know that it's okay and that there are people to talk to. I have set up an Instagram page for this podcast. So if you're not following it already, please go and follow. You can reach out to me there. If you personally know me and we're friends on any social media, please reach out to me there. Like, I am here to talk to you if you ever need to talk. So the Instagram for the podcast is @real_talkdes is where you can find it. You can also, if you're friends with me on any social media, my personal social medias, just go to my link tree and go to the podcast there. I'm also, if you follow me on TikTok, again, go to my link tree, go to my podcast Instagram link. It will take you there and you can follow me. And if you ever want to reach out and talk about anything, I won't share it on here unless you gave me permission to. Or if you want to be a guest on my podcast to talk about anything, if you relate to anything I talk about and you want to share something or you just want to be a guest, reach out to me. I would love to have anybody on that wants to talk, share their story, be an advocate for anything. So, my next thing is I'm a huge planner, but most of the time my stuff never goes to plan. So I have planned to record 2 times a week, just 30-minute episodes. If I get on a tangent or just talking and it goes longer, I might just post one episode for that week. If I record one episode and I just find it really emotionally draining for me that week, that might be the only one that I record. I'm just gonna go with the way I'm feeling. I'm not gonna like dead set every other day or however many days I'm gonna post it. I just don't want to set a schedule, because also, to be honest with you, life gets in the way. I have been planning to record this episode since last Wednesday, and it is now Tuesday, and I am just barely getting to it. So life also gets in the way, but I'm here, I'm recording, and that's all that matters. So, like I said, my main focus is going to be family stories, you know, relationships with my family, people knowing that not having your blood, not having your, you know, biological mom in your life if they are toxic is okay, because I can tell you I have gone 6 years without talking to my mom because of the toxic that she's brought into my life. Yes, I'm okay with it, but it goes further back that I have to talk about, not just the last 6 years. So, again, that's why I am sharing this, and I hope I can just reach out to just a couple of people, just help a couple of people with each episode and just grow my audience. I just feel like these are some topics that, you know, really don't ever get talked about, and I think it's time that, you know, we talk about them, we share our life stories, we make it not so social media where everything is so happy and pretty, because life is not that way. And it's never going to be that way. We can post a cute picture on Facebook, but who knows what happened 5 minutes before that picture? Who knows what happened 10 minutes after that picture? That's just what we want people to think and post. So, I'm just going to be here to share real life. This will be my one and only apology. If this or anything in the future I talk about hurts anybody's feelings, here's my apology to you. I'm sorry, but this is my life. This is where I come from. This is my story. And there has to be things shared to make other things make sense. So if anybody in my family, friends, anybody listens to this and anything ever hurts your feelings, I'm sorry, but it's real life and it's got to be talked about. It was done. It's in the past. We're talking it through. We're outletting it on this podcast, and we're healing it, is my whole entire reasoning for all this, is this is my outlet to recover and to heal from past things. Alright, so with that apology being out there, like I said, gonna be the one and only time I apologize, let me just tell you where I kind of come from. So I am the oldest. My parents got divorced when I was younger. My dad remarried when I was 3, and him and my stepmom have been married for 27 years. And for the sake of this podcast, I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to say mom, stepmom, dad, everything like that. But in real life, I don't call them that. So if you hear me talk on the podcast, but then hear me in real life, the way I just call my mom Tanya and my stepmom Mom. And so if you hear me talking on the podcast calling her mom and my stepmom stepmom, it's just to make everything less confusing for everybody. So my dad and stepmom, like I said, been married 27 years. I have four younger sisters and 2 brothers from them. And then my mom, and this is where the feelings might become hurt, I've lost count of how many boyfriends she had and how many times she's been married, but I have 2 younger sisters from her. We're all from different dads. Our ages range from me oldest as 30 down to my youngest sibling being 15. So yes, there's kind of an age gap between us all, but I do gotta say I, for the most part, with most of my siblings, do have a pretty good relationship. I don't want to like jump into all the drama right off the get-go, even though most people like the drama. There's just a couple of siblings that I've never really had a closer relationship with, and it has just grown apart. And then there's siblings that I've had relationships with, but then they fall apart, and this is where I have now made the choice that You know, if you cannot respect my wishes or my doings or what I've asked of you, it is time to cut you out of my life because playing this back and forth game gets nobody anywhere because I feel like it's just repeating the cycle over again. And someone made a comment to me the other day that they are very proud of me because I have broken a mold in my family. No, I have not broken the mold for everybody or certain siblings, but I can say I have been a generation breaker or mold breaker for me and my children. So, you know, that person I look up to in life, she knows my story, so it was really meaningful that, you know, she reached out to me and had, you know, shared that with me, because I just knew by getting that message, she didn't even know what my podcast was going to be about. She didn't know, like, everything, but it was just certain things that she said and that we talked about that day, you know, just going on with our conversation. I just knew this podcast was the best place for me to be and the best place to share this, because I feel like it's going to also help her in certain areas in her life. But it just meant so much that she did not know what I was going to be sharing. So it was just confirmation to me. I've gotten quite a few other people reaching out, you know, saying that they've lost babies, you know, they can't wait to hear my story because, you know, we might relate. And, you know, it might be a thing that medical is missing, or, you know, there's got to be a reason to everything. But just some doctors don't really care as much as other doctors do, and it's just frustrating. But where I was going with all this was my family background. And then both of my parents' parents are still married, so those aren't gonna go, like, get confusing. It's just gonna be the mom, stepmom, and dad. I might talk about stepdads later on. I don't really want to share anybody's names. I mean, if you already know me and know my family, you'll probably know most of the time who I'm talking about. But I just don't want to, you know, sit and put everybody's name out there, because in a way, it's kind of not fair to them that I go and share stories that maybe they don't want to be told. So it's just going to be anonymous for most people who I talk about. But again, if you already know my family, you already know that person. So it's fine, right? But anyway, so this was just a short introduction, what I was feeling, how this podcast was gonna go. Like I said, I've just been really drawn lately. I've just had quite a few people, you know, when I brought up even wanting to do this podcast, they're like, oh, I think you should. I think you should have done this a long time ago. Like, I think you can help people in different areas of their life. You just have a great story to share, and, you know, you've been a strong person to get certain people out of your life that nobody would ever think. Like, I get told all the time that what I'm doing and how I'm doing it's not right, but I feel in my heart it's right, and it's worked for me. And like I said, it's just time to get my side of the story out there. Some people have made comments lately, like, you know, I'm hurting certain people, but they don't know my side. They just know their side. So I decided it's my time to share my side and make my voice be heard. So, thanks for listening today. I'm going to go ahead and gather my thoughts for the next episode, and it will be released later this week. Have a great evening.